Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. I cannot believe we are already at the last episode of the year. 2023 has flown by, and I can't imagine having any other guest but the Lending Forward OG herself, Taylor Ellard. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Good to see you. Sarah's here too. It's a poll party. The tables have turned. We get to interview you this time, which is crazy.
Crazy. It's so funny being on this side of it because, I mean, you've been there though. I mean, like, I've interviewed you before and it's always different as the leader. I mean, the tables turned. So now you're kind of leading the conversation and I'm kind of just going with it. And it's definitely different, but it's fun to flex that muscle.
It is. It's so fun. And I think we have so much to talk about. The podcast is officially 2 years old. We have entered the toddler stages of Lending Forward. And I really want to talk about how you got it started. I know, you know, starting a podcast was a dream of yours. Tell us about it. Where did the idea come from? Why? And how do you even start a podcast?
Gosh, that's a loaded three questions.
Take one at a time.
Yes. So obviously, I think we found this need from a corporate company's perspective. You know, we needed a platform for mortgage bankers to come on and tell their story, to bring their agents on to tell their story, builder partnerships, you know, and if it's something that we're going after, how to really try and go deep with that relationship and maintain and or start a relationship with the builder. I think we had a mortgage banker down in Atlanta solidify this amazing preferred lender for a builder. And the way we did it was because we had him on the podcast. And you know, I think it was this broad idea. We're like, let's just do it. Let's just see, you know, I mean, I remember coming up with the name and that in and of itself was so funny because we're like, okay, where do we even start? And Bill, obviously pay homage to Bill with us because he had a huge hand in it, but just trying to figure out like, what are we trying to exude here? I mean, obviously it has to speak from a lending perspective, but forward, being a forward thinker, being proactive. Atlantic Bay is forward thinking as a whole. So how do we really kind of put the name out there and make it really hit? And it really did. So 2 years in, and I think it's been such a fun ride. We've had so many people on, but yeah, two years. It's crazy. The toddler phase.
It is. It's crazy.
It's about to get crazy.
You're right. We've had so many people on. And before we talk about the guests, because you've had so many guests and we've had guests kind of from all over. We've got the coaches, we've got the agents, we've got the mortgage bankers, we've got, you know, just industry vets. It's all over the place. But before we get there, you talked about, you know, the name and just getting it born and getting it off the ground. How, and I'm taking this from, you know, we're in a phase where as a lender, as an agent, you have to go out and attract people to you, right? So podcast is one really easy way to gain that attraction, gain that brand awareness, but getting started is not easy. So when you were, okay, we have the name, we have a brand, the brand is me. How are you getting out in front of these people? How did you get these people to come on the podcast?
Oh gosh. Honestly,
harassment.
I knew I was going to get a no, and I kind of just went at it with, if I'm going to get a no, I'm going to get a no, and that's fine. And so I would message them, I would email them. I would ask if somebody could, you know, introduce me in a warm way to them. And it, you know, I mean, I remember getting Rene Rodriguez on, and I had emailed him and I had Facebook friended him and messaged him, and I was getting nothing. And I noticed one day, I'm like, how do I get him on? Because our people needed to hear from him. And I remember going on his Facebook and it had his cell phone number. So I just sent him a video to his cell phone number, and he was like, yeah, sure, let's connect. I'm like, oh, If only I had done that initially. And so that was kind of like the, when I first started, I was like, oh, how do I do it? And I'll just email them and I'll talk to them on social media and just try and get them on. And then I took it that layer deeper and I was like, no, connect with them on a real level, on something that's in their hand constantly, and just see if it works. So it was a combination of Facebook stalking and engaging with their stuff, and all the way to texting a video to them.
I do remember, I think in Renee's episode with you, he said that it was like your tenacity, like you just kept going until he said yes. And he said that's how he knew, you know, who you were as a person and, you know, how much of a go-getter you were, which is obvious through, you know, this podcast that you built.
Thank you. I'm like a dog with a bone sometimes. And I've been called the Energizer Bunny. So it's just between the two of them combined, you know, I kind of don't stop at anything. I get something in my head and I just go for it. And I think that's something that mortgage bankers do too. And so that's where I'm like, all right, this will really resonate with people. So, and it did.
For sure.
It definitely did. And, you know, we've gone through some crazy times in the industry since the podcast has started. And I feel like the podcast has done a really nice job of shining the positive light, shining the forward thinking light in an industry where there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of doom and gloom right now. And I think coming on and listening to the Lending Forward podcast gives you that hope, that nugget, that, you know, just slice of whatever it is you needed that day to say, oh, I can do that. You know, right. Todd Duncan said to do this, or, you know, he gave me this little piece of advice, or I think that's really powerful. And so I want to ask you, because I have favorites, I have lots of favorite episodes, but do you have a favorite episode or a favorite topic that you've kind of honed in on, or a favorite guest?
I have all kinds of feelings about the guests. I mean, there's so many. If I had to cherry pick one, I don't think I can cherry pick one, to be honest with you, but I'll give you three. Okay. I'll give you three. So Barry Habib, I think he's just in this industry. He was my most nervous interview. I was just so nervous, and because he's so well known, he's renowned. I mean, he's Barry Habib, you know, so that I was most nervous for, and making sure I sounded educated enough to ask the right questions that I would think our mortgage bankers were asking or needed to ask following the forecasts that he does. And then funny, you know, Lee Brown, she's amazing. She's hilarious. She's constantly bringing some wit and humor in a doom and gloom environment. Mm-hmm. And she's brilliant. And then Todd Duncan, I mean, honestly, he's just a wealth of knowledge, and he breathes coaching, and he really knows what works and the back to the basics and high trust selling. And he's, you know, got many books out there. He's teaching many different courses, and he's just so smart, and he does it well. And God, I could go on, honestly, but those are probably my three that are like really big, really, they just stand out, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah. They're doing phenomenal things. We actually just had Todd on our Money Lab series, and the way he can just like spit it out and doesn't even think twice about it, he is phenomenal. And we are very excited to have him back on next year. But, you know, I know this because I know you, but there's always frustrations and struggles when, you know, kind of leading the charge with a project like this. And again, going back to those, there's probably listeners out here that want to get started on a podcast or want to take that next step. What are some of the, I don't want to say struggles, what are some of the challenges that you've faced that you didn't necessarily expect? And then how did you overcome them?
So I think we are our biggest critics, and just by nature. And I think because of that, we tend to get in our own way. And so I feel like that will be most people's struggle in the beginning. And then what they'll end up doing is buying time. So, and I mean that by saying they'll end up saying, well, I'm in the research phase of the podcast, as in like, how do I distribute everything? What content do I come up with? And then it's the next phase, which is like, well, what equipment do I need to get? Do I need to go all out and spend thousands of dollars and have a studio and it's soundproof? And then it's, you know, the name. And so there's, see what I mean? It's just a lot of like stuff that goes into a podcast that can bog you down. And I say, don't do that. If you have an idea, just go all in. So, one aha moment, I was recording with Athena Captain. She's a coach out in Oklahoma. And I interviewed her twice. And this is in the beginning phase. And the first one, I've told this story a few times because it was really a big moment for me. I interviewed her the first time with like a list or a slew of questions. And I kind of was like, okay, go to the next one. Okay, go to the next one. And then I did it the second episode with her and I did not have a list of questions. I just actively listened to her and I asked what I thought should be the next follow-up question. And I asked her, I knew how I felt, but I asked her, I said, the two times that I've interviewed you, which one did you feel more at ease and more relaxed? And she had said the second one. And I said, well, it's funny you say that because in my mind, I just went through like, I need to ask these questions. So the first one felt more stiff and the second one felt more flow, conversational. And that was where I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it because I kept finding myself wanting to look at the question, like what's next and not listening. And so that would be my biggest takeaway is one, get out of your own way. And two, don't script it. Let it come natural and you will feel more natural. You will ask the better questions, to your point, Hannah, to have actionable takeaways for mortgage bankers and agents and builders and people in our industry.
And I feel like that's such good advice, not even for a podcast, but just life in general and business in general. I mean, and we can, I do want to pivot a little bit to what you're doing now, but I think, you know, everything you just said for the podcast also works for business, right? So we see these loan officers and we see these agents that are like, oh, well, I don't want to get on video, or I don't want to call this person. I don't know what to say, or, you know, I don't like the way my face looks. You know, I think that resonates just everywhere. Just stop thinking and just do it. Right. And I think that's such great advice. So with that, I do want to pivot because you've had a lot of change in the last, I'm going to call it 6 months, probably not, 6 months-ish. Right. You've moved to Richmond and you've joined a phenomenal team in Richmond, originating in an industry where people would probably say, Taylor, what the heck are you doing? So tell us about it. Why did you make the change and how's it going?
Gosh, it's great. It's why did I make the change? I think I got to a place where I have been in marketing and lending for 10 years in business development, you know, and it was something that felt very natural for my next steps. You know, I always said, yeah, you can only write so many blogs about lending. It is not sexy to talk about FHA loans. Like there's just only so many you can do. And so, and then I, you know, having coached mortgage bankers on branding and social media and prospecting. And I'm like, you know what? I can do this. And I think I'd be great at it. And so I honestly took the leap and, I love it so far. But like you said, you know, I am getting in a winter, literally a winter, but in this industry, it's a winter right now as well. So if I can thrive in this environment, I can only imagine what it might look like, you know, a few months down the road where rates are coming back down, the Fed's done hiking rates, and I've already established some decent relationships with agents and builders and past customers and really working my sphere. So I'm definitely excited. I'm obviously nervous. I'm quite a control freak. If you've ever met me, you would know that about me. But so the ebbs and flows of the market has been the biggest challenge thus far.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, we are all rooting you on. I mean, you've got a team of cheerleaders, obviously, you know, behind the scenes at Atlantic Bay that want nothing but the best for you. And, you know, this podcast has also taken a turn in the last 6 months. You have, you know, set the stage, you've set the standard and somewhat handed over the reins to Sarah Rogers and team to really take what you've built with Lending Forward up to the next notch and keep it going. So Sarah, I want to kind of turn it over to you a bit. What have you thought in these last 6 months? I know you didn't really have podcast producer, director on your resume, but you do now.
Yeah, not on my 2023 bingo card for sure. But I have loved diving into it. When I was approached to kind of direct it, I was nervous at first, but like Taylor took the leap with originating, I took the leap and said, you know what, this is something I'm going to learn while, you know, it's going on. And luckily our cast and our crew have been gracious with, you know, me on my learning curve as well. But what we really want to do is exactly what Taylor's been doing. We want to keep bringing quality guests. We want to keep bringing quality conversations that's going to lend forward knowledge and expertise and hope and all of that to all of our listeners. And a couple of things, like we've, you know, changed, so to speak, not really changed, but we just rebranded a little bit. We now have a cast of 6 different hosts, Hannah, you being one of them, and they're from all different sides of, you know, the mortgage industry. Some of them originate, some of them are in business development. There's all different, you know, points of view coming to fruition, and they're bringing guests from their realms. And we're just getting to hear so many different outlooks on things, which I think is really important, because like you said earlier, Hannah, we want to bring, you know, hope and be kind of like a light with all of this going forward. And I think that also, it just plays into our name, like our whole mission, Lending Forward. We just want to keep lending forward all we know to our listeners, all that our guests that we source and we bring on and we're lucky enough to have conversations with. We just want to keep giving more and more. We're bringing episodes every single week. We started every other week, but we said, no, we have too many good people to talk to. We're coming every week, every Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. You will see a new episode drop. We are putting the full recordings, the video on YouTube now. We have a LinkedIn page. We have Instagram at Lending Forward. And then, you know, we're wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe to us so that you get those notifications and you can keep, you know, absorbing what we're lending forward to our audience. We're really excited for 2024. We have like 2 months built out pretty much, and we have some hard hitters coming. So we're really excited to take what Taylor made and, like, you know, make her proud with her baby of Lending Forward.
You are making me proud.
I'm stoked for 2024. I mean, I was a huge supporter of Lending Forward with Taylor. I tried to do what I could to get her whoever she needed. And, you know, I love this podcast. I never thought I would be on the podcast. I always thought I'd just support from the back end, but I love this. I love what Taylor's built. I mean, what Taylor did in 2 years, I can't imagine where we are, you know, 5-10 years from now. And so I do want to close this out in good old fashioned Lending Forward style. I'm going to go to Taylor. No, I'm going to do Sarah. I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to let Taylor close this out. But how do you plan on lending it forward in 2024?
Oh, kind of what I just said. You know, I want to keep supporting this team to, you know, help them source guests, help them bring conversations to light so that we can benefit, you know, everyone. The company that we all work for, you know, we're really into our core values, right? We genuinely care, we inspire growth, we have fun. And I can't think of a better representation of living all 3 of those out than being a part of this podcast, because, you know, we genuinely care about you no matter who you are in the mortgage industry. You know, we work for the same company, but we want to help people everywhere. It doesn't matter who you work for, what your role is. We want to be there to, you know, be that guiding light, like you were saying. We inspire growth. That's exactly what we want our guests to bring to our listeners, growth and hope and all of that. And then we have fun. I mean, I'm having fun right now. So just want to keep, I just want to keep doing all of that in 2024.
I love it. And, you know, talking about a guest, Rebecca Lorenz comes on all the time. You know, Ninja talks about the abundance mindset, right? And we all have this mindset that there's enough business out there to not fight over it. You know, we have this mindset. And I think all of us at Lending Forward and Atlantic Bay all have that mindset. And it's a special place to be, because you're not, you know, you're not scared. You're not freaking out. You're not stuck in the mud. You are looking forward and you're planning ahead. So With that, Taylor, I'm going to let you close us out with, one, how you're going to lend it forward in 2024, and two, any goodbye message, any message of hope for our listeners for 2024.
It's not goodbye because you're coming on again. It's just, see you later until next time.
I can't stay away from the podcast world, so much so that I'm creating my own.
Okay, tell us more.
Really?
Well, so first, if I had to put them in order, obviously homeownership, and the goal of homeownership is my how I plan to lend forward. You know, I'm just beginning. I'm just now, I say, digging my heels into the ground in Richmond and all of Virginia. I still have some amazing agents down in Virginia Beach that I get to work with. But for me, the goal is to really help bring home and bring value to folks that are wanting it most right now. So whether that's buyers, past customers, agents, builders, you name it, I'm here to help them. The other part is I am starting my own podcast. I miss it too much. I miss being.
You don't stop. You don't stop.
Energizer Bunny.
I got my LLC last week for it to begin. So I am starting something called New Wives Tales. So it's a play on old wives tales. So the goal, your anchor there, where much like you ask, how are you lending forward, is what's an old wives tale you've been told from your family? And so we debunk it. So it's a bunch of moms, entrepreneurs, people who want to come on and tell their story about, you know, what it looks like raising kids in this environment right now, what it looks like being a working mom, healthy choices, how are you a good mom? How are you a good person? So all the things, I'm here for it. But, you know, I think from a lending forward perspective, this baby that we all now share is something that I think mortgage bankers need to listen to. If it's just 15, 30 minutes, whenever it is that it's launching, the selection of their choice, you know, you've got so many episodes to listen from depending on your mindset, right? If you're in listen to Rebecca Loren's Mindset is Everything. So if you're in a funk, or if you're in a place where you're like, what can I give to a builder? What can I give to an agent? Go on to the Lending Forward podcast, find one that meets what you need, and send it to an agent who might need it too. You know, providing value. There's just so much meat and potatoes in Lending Forward, and that won't stop. I can't wait to see what you guys create in 2024 and beyond. It's already so amazing since it's been y'all's baby, but I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of it. And I can't wait to watch it grow.
And I can't wait for New Wives Tales.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. I'm excited for it. It'll be fun.
We are all excited for you, Taylor. Thank you so much for coming on, just sharing your story. Like Sarah said, you'll be back. We're definitely keeping you close. And obviously I'll be rooting you on every step of your journey. But thank you so much. I cannot believe we're going to say this, but that is a wrap for 2023.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.